Greetings, Christian travelers. Today we embark on a journey to experience the beauty of Bolivia, offering essential tips for a meaningful exploration. Bolivia is a beautiful country whose geography, history, culture, and destinations speak of God's fingerprints. And as we continue our series alphabetically exploring different countries around the world to learn more about our Lord and his amazing creation, I hope that you will join me today because I've put some time into researching these many wonders so that you can confidently travel and visit this amazing country. So if you've never heard of Bolivia before, let's find it on a map. It is located in South America. It borders Brazil, Paraguay, Argentina, Chile, and Peru. And in terms of size, it's slightly larger than the state of Texas, which, if you've been listening to any of the other episodes, is actually a pretty large country, all things considered. The best time of the year to visit is between May to October. While its hottest months are August, December to September, and its coldest months, May to July, I'd say the average temp is anywhere from 37 degrees Fahrenheit to about 65 degrees Fahrenheit year round. So definitely on the cooler temperatures for sure. Now, I like to start all travel plans by turning to the Lord, and whether that's covering it in prayer or turning to His Word. And so as I was researching this beautiful country, one of the Bible verses that came to mind is from Isaiah. And specifically Isaiah chapter 55 verse 12. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. This country is known for its majestic mountains, and as such, I think it's important to recognize that the landscape around us is singing God's praise, which in my own travels, oftentimes it is the unique views of landscape, architecture, or cultures that really make me sing praise to the Lord as well. And I know creation and its beauty, its landscape, is not necessarily what sings to everybody, but it is what sings to me. So I just thought that that was a good verse to start us on. And then as we dive into today's podcast, I want to challenge you to reflect on a couple of things. First of all, how can your understanding of cultures help you foster meaningful connections in your travels? And what can you learn from how the people live out their faith and apply to your own life? So keep those in mind as we dive on in. So to understand a country, one of the first things you need to do is start to understand what you're walking into, its history, its religion, its languages, just the general context of a country. So let's find out a little bit more about Bolivia. So Bolivia's primary language is Spanish, though some indigenous languages are spoken, like Quechua, bless you, Quechua and Aymara. So those are some of the other languages that are spoken there. And when you interact with people, it's important to understand that what is etiquette at home in some of our Western cultures may be very different than what is normal when traveling elsewhere. So some ways to be respectful while traveling is to do some research ahead of time. And here are some tips I have for you. First of all, when entering a room, always address the elders first. It's just a good sign of respect to their wisdom and their experience on time on this earth. Always greet people with a handshake or a kiss on the cheek, and use titles such as senor, or senora to show respect. When visiting someone's home, it's a good idea to bring a small gift with you. It's just a good way of showing your good intentions. And then if they provide a meal, don't be the first one to dig in. No one wants to be a pig, but also it's just a good sign to the host that you respect the time that went into the preparation of that meal. In terms of attire, it's best to dress modestly, especially in rural or religious areas, and specific timing, well, punctuality is very important in terms of business settings. It isn't so important for them in social settings. So you might have plans at 6 o'clock, but that doesn't mean that they will show up on time. And so being patient and understanding that things operate on a different time frame than we might be used to is important. Now, one of the other areas that I think is important is to understand a country's history and its religious aspects, so that if you are blessed to have some conversations in your travels, you are on a better footing of understanding where they're coming from. So a lot of, or majority of, Bolivia is actually Christian. Spanish colonization introduced Christianity to Bolivia and made it a predominantly Catholic country. In fact, 70% of today's Bolivia population is Catholic, 14.5% is Protestant, and the remainder has no affiliation or is a smaller group. Bolivia as a whole is actually a very religiously tolerant culture, but what makes this interesting is normally when I'm looking at these statistics is I'm looking to see how they respond to Christians, or if there is just kind of this assumption that one specific religion is kind of the accepted norm and all others are considered minorities. But in this case, Christianity is the norm, and so other religions can meet, but if they are not Catholic, they have to register so that they are in good acceptance by all parties and respected. Now, normally this is the part where I go into a little bit about how can you be a good witness to that smaller portion. And I could go back and talk a lot about people with no religious affiliation, but as you may have noticed, in many countries, that is unfortunately one of the next biggest religious groups aside from Christianity. And so I've covered that very extensively. Today, I'd actually like to talk to you about something a little different, and that is, what is Christian travel? But you see, in my experience, a lot of times when we talk about Christian travel, it's often associated with mission trips, and you know, there's a time and a place for that. Sometimes it isn't executed as well as it should be, and other times it's done fairly well. The connections are made with the local community, and it's actually designed to support them rather than come in and just bring our own agenda. But when I talk about Christian travel, I actually have a different meaning, and that is the Holy Spirit dwells inside of each and every single believer, and as such, wherever we go, we are not only a spiritual light, but we are actually shining Christ's light into that context. That could mean when I go to the grocery store or go to work. It could mean when I go visit a friend or travel the world. And that travel, again, doesn't have to be a mission trip. It could be as simple as leisurely travel. And so in all of these things, we are Christians who are traveling for the Lord. The Lord, Jesus sent people out in two by two. In the New Testament, the Lord said that he is the messenger, and he sent his disciples out in pairs to spread the good news. So wherever we are going, we should always be looking for opportunities to share our faith, to not keep it closed off from the world. And I think travel is a really great opportunity for that, especially leisurely travel, because people are going to ask you, what brings you here? What made you so excited to come? what did you get to do when you get home? They'll ask you what you got to do. And here's what you can simply say. You can say something along the lines of, I felt the Lord leading me to visit this place, or I saw God show up in my travels in this way. And simply by inserting that little segment at the start of whatever you were going to share anyway, you know, I really loved the beaches or the mountains, or I really loved the hotel or the food or whatever it may be. And by simply starting off with that, you already put a different context on that whole conversation. And so with that, I want to dive now into what does that look like in Bolivia?
Hello, fellow adventurers. Are you a Christian who believes that travel is more than just mission trips, but you're struggling to find believers who share your passion? Well, we have something extraordinary just for you. Introducing Christian Travelers Network, an online platform to help you connect with fellow believers no matter where your adventures take you. Imagine a space where you can connect with people from all over the world who believe in the power of faith and travel. Discover engaging travel adventures, locate English-speaking worship services, and access a wealth of Christian travel resources. Don't let your travel plans leave you feeling disconnected. Join our community today and explore the world with Christ at the center of every adventure. Visit christiantravelers.net to join this incredible community.
And so with that, I want to dive now into what does that look like in Bolivia? And instead of having my typical five things to do, I actually have six, along with some festivals we'll get into here in a little bit as well, that are worth visiting and doing in Bolivia. And I hope that in exploring this, you feel more equipped to shine your light. So what are the six places? Let's start at La Paz. It is the world's highest capital city. Did I mention that they live in the mountains? But it's known for its vibrant markets, historic sites, breathtaking mountain views. Bolivia's administrative capital, located in the Andes Mountains, is a bustling city with a rich cultural heritage, including museums, markets, and colonial architecture. So definitely something worth visiting. The next place is called Salar de Uyuni. It is the world's largest salt flat. It is located in the southwest of Bolivia and is a breathtaking natural wonder that offers stunning views and unique photo opportunities. I don't know about you, but I definitely want to get my picture taken there. Number three, we have Potosi. It's a colonial era mining town. Located in the highlands of Bolivia, Potosi is a UNESCO World Heritage Site that offers a glimpse into Bolivia's silver mining history and its colonial past. Number four is Tiwanaku, an ancient archaeological site located near Lake Titicaca. Tiwanaku is an UNESCO World Heritage Site that offers a glimpse into the pre-Columbian history of Bolivia. And while you're there, you might as well also visit Lake Titicaca, the highest navigable lake in the world. That makes me want to understand if there are other lakes that aren't navigable. But located on the border of Bolivia and Peru is a beautiful and culturally significant destination that offers boat tours and visits to some of their indigenous communities. And then last but certainly not least is the Youngest Road. Now, this is for those of you that are incredibly brave, because it is also known as the Death Road. It is a narrow and winding mountain road offering thrilling adventure for mountain bikers and hikers with stunning views of the surrounding landscape. In fact, I actually watched a short little video clip of someone going up this mountain. It seems pretty perilous, but and I don't know if this is the most credible of sources, but he said that it's been known to have 300 to 400 deaths off the road a year. So be careful if you choose to travel it. And so those are some of the unique places to visit in Bolivia. But one of the other things that I really like about this country is I can also suggest for you some festivals to attend. Now, I really like when traveling to find holy sites, places of spiritual significance. In Israel, you know, there's a lot going on in Jerusalem and Bethlehem that points us specifically to the Lord. We can go to Germany and see things from Martin Luther, but what can you do in Bolivia? And this is where I actually want to share festivals with you, ways that people celebrate the Lord that looks different in different parts of the world. For instance, they have an event called Semana Santa, which is Holy Week. This is one of the most important religious events in Bolivia, and it is celebrated with great fervor. It typically occurs between March or April, around Easter time. So festivities include processions, reenactment of the Passion of the Christ, and religious rituals. Sucre, Potosi, and La Paz are some of the best places to experience this festival. The other festival that I would recommend is the Fiesta del Gran Poder. That is a fancy way of saying the Lord of Great Power, Jesus Christ. It's a festival held on the Saturday before Corpus Christi in La Paz. And it is full of vibrant processions, dancers in elaborate costumes perform traditional dances along the parade route, creating a visually stunning spectacle. And the main highlight is mass dance competitions for the Señor del Gran Poder, which is, again, for the Lord Jesus Christ, the Great Power. So we're dancing to celebrate the Lord, and if we're not singing the Lord of the dance during this time, I don't know. That's what I'll be doing. So those are some festivals, some other ways to strengthen your faith while in Bolivia. You can be praying for the country and the people there, for government, for poverty, education, healthcare, and just for their ongoing reliance on the Lord. And so that's kind of a rundown of Bolivia. As you consider attending or visiting there, I always like to have another reflection question for you to take with you. So here it is. How can your faith enrich your experience of Bolivia's culture and its religious events? So how can your faith be enriched through this? And in what ways can you actively engage with and support the local community with your travels? I hope these two questions help you consider how you can enrich your travels, not only in the Lord, but also by connecting with the local community. So in closing, I want to pray us out, but before I do, I want to point you to our website, christiantravelers.net. For every single one of these podcasts, I'm also putting together a unique itinerary with even more details than I was able to share in this short little episode. And those are all available to our members. We currently have a 50% off deal if you sign up now. So head to christiantravelers.net, join our community, and find other people who might want to explore Bolivia with you. So let's go ahead and pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this amazing country, the beautiful mountains that sing your praises. Lord, we thank you for being with the people in Bolivia and for guarding their faith, helping them to celebrate you in unique cultural ways. Lord, for those who might consider traveling to Bolivia, help them to learn and grow from the locals there, and help us to shine your light in all of our travels, from the grocery store to our vacations. In your name we pray, amen. Well, Christian travelers, thank you so much for tuning in today, and until next time, safe travels and God bless.